Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate supply.
You deserve my every breath on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I bring us to exactly 12 minutes past 6. Good evening and welcome to Eat Bagiti. This is your program called Thursday Life with me, Godfrey Mwabi. And of course, where we get to talk about different things that I believe are of great importance to you, to your family, your business, your work, and everything else that matters in your life. And of course, I would like to take this moment to thank the legendary Johannes for the program Spectrum. Thank you very much, Johan. I don't know if you're going to drive, but I know that you are one of those people who are utilizing nicely this thing called the fourth industrial revolution. My word, how many of you knew that a few years down the line we'll be having this concept of working from home? My goodness. So I've seen my colleagues, you know, mastering it, more especially from the technical department. Like now, I'm sitting now, somebody pressing the button of your computers and stuff like that. So that's the fourth industrial revolution at work there. And thanks once again, Yuan, for the wonderful, wonderful program. Good evening, Bagiti. I hope that all is well with you. And of course, let's just thank the Almighty for the rains that He has been blessing us with. I didn't expect it to rain this week, but hey, it did rain. I'm so grateful for it. And here it is. Raining, we are grateful. And of course, if it's raining where you are, make sure that you drive safely and that you are visible, because many people don't understand the importance of switching on their headlamps. It's not for you to see, but it's for you to be seen by the other road users there. The other thing that I saw, which of course it was shocking and frightening, is I don't know whether it's an N2 between Joburg and Mpumalanga, Witbank there, Malahleni there, and the misty area there where there was multiple collisions happening. And apparently that's what happens most of the times when the weather is like this. I don't know what is that can be done to make sure that people don't get involved in such accidents, just to make sure that the place is, you know, as stays as visible as possible. I so wish that something could be done there. I mean, I look at the mist there, sometimes it's so thick that you can't even see maybe 2 meters ahead of you. So I don't know what could be done. But Bagiti, here we are tonight. And of course, tonight we're having somebody from the National Credit Regulators. Yes. And we're having Mr. Alfred Matsimbi. Yeah, when we talk about credit regulators, we're talking about the people who came with the Credit Act. Yeah, these are the guys. But keep on over. Hello, Father Tuesday, when it comes to credit and all that, we have them on the line. And of course, you are most welcome to get their contact details right at the end of our discussion this evening. Dr. Matsimbi, good evening and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good evening. Good evening, Godfrey, and good evening to Radio Pulpit listeners. Nice music you are playing in your background there. Thank you very much. I'm blessed.
I hope you enjoyed it.
I am feeling blessed.
We do it 24/7. Please join us starting from tonight.
Amen.
In your car, in your house, wherever you go, you can take us with. We are called your daily companion. Not your Absolutely. Sunday companion, your Saturday companion. Every single day of the week. 24/7, Baba.
Yeah, boy.
Tell us more about NCR. So who is NCR?
Thank you very much, Godfrey, for a brilliant question. The National Credit Regulator, NCR, is a government entity that falls under the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. Our main role as the NCR is to regulate the credit industry as a whole. By regulating credit industry, I mean that we register credit providers, credit bureaus, debt counselors, and payment distribution agents. After registering these companies, we monitor their conduct within the credit industry to ensure that the rights of consumers are protected, especially credit consumers. When you buy on credit, you have rights, and those rights have to be respected by all who are of service to you.
All right, in a nutshell, that's who the national credit regulators are. Thank you very much, Mr. Matsimbi, for enlightening us. And we have seen over the past few weeks the interest rates increase. And of course, that means the debt or the repayments will be affected one way or the other. And for some who were not aware of how will these impact their lives, I'm glad that tonight you are here to clarify this whole issue. And we're talking about cost of borrowing money. And in case you are unable to pay back, what are the causes? How has the latest interest rates hike affected the cost of borrowing money?
Thank you very, very much, Godfrey. Indeed, on the 26th of January, 2023, we saw the Monetary Policy Committee of the Reserve Bank. They met and they decided to hike the repo rate. By hiking the repo rate, it means that all types of credit, you are going to pay more. If you have a mortgage bond, it went up, and the maximum interest rate of the mortgage bond now stands at 19.25%. Credit facilities went up. As at present, credit facilities, I'm talking about buying a vehicle, buying furniture, the maximum interest rate now stands at 21.25%. And unfortunately, those who go to the financial institutions and say, borrow me money, just a personal loan, that one also went up because it is classified as unsecured credit transaction. It went up. Right now, it stands at 28.25. That's unsecured credit facilities. The only credit facility that remains unchanged is short-term transaction. By short-term transaction, many people call it soft loan, where you just approach your creditor or your bank and says, just give me 8,000 rand or less. I will repay you within 6 months. The interest rate remains 5%. It remains unchanged. Unfortunately, if you were to go back again within 12 months, the credit provider must then reduce the interest rate from 5% to 3%. That one is called short-term transaction. So the interest rate hike or the repo rate, because it went up, as at present, the repo rate now stands at 7.25. Now, just a quick enlightenment is that how interest rates are calculated. We have a repo rate. Then we add a certain percentage depending on the type of credit that you are signing for. If you are applying for a mortgage bond, the interest rate will be calculated as follows. It's a repo rate, which is now at 7.25 plus 12%. That is why I said the interest rate for repo for mortgage bond, the maximum is 19.25. If you go to the bank and say, I want a personal loan, the credit provider will say repo rate plus 21% per annum. And that is why we are now saying the interest rate for this type of credit stands at 28.25. Unsecured credit, we are paying far more now because of the risk that is involved in an unsecured credit. Unlike with a secured credit, where you can just buy a vehicle or buy furniture, and then if you are unable to pay, the credit provider will have a recourse to say, okay, fine, maybe we should take or repossess our vehicle. So that is why secured credit is 21.25, but unsecured credit is 28.25. So unsecured credit we will also include our credit cards there to say that's the maximum interest rate that you are paying. I forgot to mention that developmental credit agreement. With developmental credit, this is a credit agreement that serves you as a consumer. You approach a credit provider to say, I want to start a small business. Developmental credit now stands at 34.25. Another credit which is of value as called developmental credit, when you approach a credit provider and says, I want credit for study purposes. I don't have cash. My child want to go back to school. Can you loan me something? It also stands at 34.25. So with all these challenges, the increase of the repo rate means that all installments that you have, your servicing creditors, everything went up. So the house that you bought on credit, it went up. Installments that you have all went up. So,
that's a question that I wanted to ask with regards to whether you have received the report from about the consumers, whether they are overly indebted after these interest rates hikes that happened over a very short period of time. What's the situation like out there? Are people coping there in that?
With challenges, look, each and every quarter, we have data that we collect from all the credit providers, and then we synthesize that data. And out of that, we'll see whether consumers are coping or not. But normally, with this hike or an increase of interest rates, chances are more and more consumers will become over indebted. More and more consumers will definitely become over indebted. By over indebtedness, we mean that the money in your pocket is no longer sufficient for you to continue living a comfortable life and at the same time servicing your debt. So, unfortunately, the interest rate is not the only one that will cause over indebtedness. Remember, we just coming from COVID-19, where lot and lot of people were struggling. Quite a number of companies were no longer generating income as they used to prior to COVID-19. And just as we were about to recover from the pain that we have went through because of COVID-19, unfortunately, we are battling as a country the energy crisis that we are currently facing. It also exacerbates this problem. So all these factors will then cause over-indebtedness to our consumers. So we are facing a bumpy ride. That is why we are saying, let's try our best to stress the rent. Let's stress the rent. I know it's not as elastic as it's supposed to be, but let's stress the rent. Let's try our best to be disciplined in terms of consumption of credit.
I think many of them can agree that it has been overstretched now. The only thing left is for it to snap.
Yes, you are right. Where possible, we just have to try and stretch it a little bit again. By stretching it means that if possible, we just have to become disciplined.
All right. Okay. I hear you. Now for those who are unable to pay back or who find it difficult to pay their back, who are overwhelmed by this situation now, because now everything is going up, petrol price going up, the transport going up, food and everything. Now we all know that there are certain areas of our lives that will be suffering, and one of them could be debt repayments. What advice can you tell them for those who are saying, I'm struggling to pay back my debt like I used to now?
Yeah. If you have stressed the rent and you feel like it's just going to snap, it's about time that you look at debt relief measures that the National Credit Act provides. There are debt relief measures that the National Credit Act provides. One is you can, on your own, initiate debt restructuring. You approach your credit provider and say, look, I've tried my best. I've stretched this rent. It's about to snap. Please, can you be considerate? Can you restructure my debt? If the credit provider cannot assist you, then you have that another debt relief measure, which is called debt counseling.
Yes. Hello. Are you still there? Mr. Matimbi, are you still there? It looks like we have lost Mr. Matimbi there from the National Credit Regulator. Dade, are you still there? Okay, I don't know what happened there. Maybe Gidi Lotadi load shading. Anyway, I believe that we have learned a lot from him this evening, as he told us about the cost of living and, of course, the cost of borrowing going increasing, and of course people struggling to repay their debt. But I hope that you got what he said there, that when you feel like you are a little bit overwhelmed and you can't be able to honor your agreements with your credit provider, simply approach them and try to negotiate with them so that you can be able to pay them and be able to survive at the same time. And of course, otherwise, if they don't agree, go for debt counseling. Ndata, are you there? I actually wanted him to finalize this. Let me try him on the other line that I used earlier on. Let me try him on the different line and see if we can maybe wrap up with him giving you his contact details so that you can be able to contact them during working hours. Say, are you back? Okay, are you back, sir?
Hello.
Yes, man, we lost we lost you there, sir. We were trying to tell us about debt counseling, and all of a sudden you disappeared.
Oh, yes, I'm back. Thank you very much. I don't know, maybe it's loading somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
I was just saying that debt counselor negotiate with the credit providers on your behalf. And then I gave an example where you are paying an installment of 5,500 rand or 5,000 rand, and you can no longer afford to pay that amount. The debt counselor will negotiate with the credit provider and then ask them to say, from now onwards, Godfrey will only be able to pay 3,000 rand instead of 5,000 rand. So if the credit provider refuses, a debt counselor has the legal muscle to force the credit provider by taking the matter to the court. But when the credit provider accepts that, okay, fine, renegotiated amount is fine, we are happy with the 3,000 rand, then you pay that amount until you finish paying. When you finish paying, a debt counselor issue out the clearance certificate, then you are free. You can now buy on credit again. But as long as you are under...
I hope that once you are free, you won't go back there again.
Yeah.
Unless if it's something that is important to you, you know what I mean? Not a necessity or a luxury, but a need. I get to give up more. Something like a car or a home loan or something, but not something for already jolly upper. I hope after that people would have learned to say, no, certain things I don't really have to buy on credit. Rather, I get the safer so that I can buy them cash. For your time. Thank you once again. How about the Buelona Legrakai?
Consumers who want to give us a call can dial 0860-627-627.
Okay, let's say it slowly.
0860.
Yes.
627.
Easy to remember. Hey.
0860-627-627.
Yes, it's
easy. We are encouraging consumers to visit our website because our website is rich. It has got lots and lots of information that can benefit consumers. But those who want to send an email, we encourage them to send an email to info@ncr.org. www.ekwa.org.za.
Okay, give us your website. I think all the information should be there.
It's www.ncr.org.za. Yes. We also have free consumer education workshops that we're conducting nationwide.
All right.
So those who want to invite us can send an email to workshops@ncr.org.za.
So do they go to the one that you've already organized, or they can invite you to their events?
We're encouraging them to invite us to their events. It's for free.
All right.
We won't charge you. We'll just transport ourselves to the venue where the workshop is organized.
You say it's nationwide.
Either the community wall, nationwide. Either the community wall or at your church, or as long as you can bring together a group of people. Yeah, more than welcome.
Mr. Mazimbi, we hope to speak with you in not so far away future, you or any one of your colleagues, because I don't think this is going to be the last time that we speak with you, because, hey, I believe your services are needed out there. People need to know more about what you guys are doing, so that they can be educated and so that they can be able to, at the end of the day, spend their money wisely. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you very much, Godfrey. Thank you to you and the listeners. Thank you. A blessed evening.
Mr. Alfred Mazimbi from the National Credit Regulator, talking about the cost of borrowing money. And their website is www.ncr.org.za. For those who are driving, it's easy to remember. Once you are there, you can find all their contact details, their emails, their numbers and what if you. Well, for those who are at home and are able to write, please write down their contact details. Let's just say, 0860-727-727.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs, or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.